Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of May 2017, and this is the 586th Mole Out Loud podcast. It is such a beautiful day. I was sitting in the cafe after the quiz, getting ready to go home, and I looked outside and thought I couldn't resist. I've got a deadline at lunch by lunchtime, but I've convinced myself that I'll be much more clear-headed if I go for a walk beforehand. It's been very, very grey these last few days, so the sun makes a huge difference. The sky's almost clear. There's just a few clouds on the horizon and a bit of fog just down below. But here we're well above the fog. So I'm walking up a road which is beautifully called Poets Road. I'm not sure how it got that name, but I love the fact that Poets Road leads from the cafe to the Knocklofty Reserve, where I walk. Who could not be inspired by that? Last night, I stayed at the Writer's Cave for the full 3 hours. 3 hours of writing. I can't remember the last time when I wrote for so long. And my shoulder's a little bit sore, but my arm seems to have held out, and I hope it still does, because I felt very engaged with my writing, and it's wonderful when that happens to actually be able to do it as well. I often find that I'm frustrated by the fact that by the time I've kind of really entered into the spirit of the thing, I'm physically unable to continue. But not last night. It was just such a pleasure. It's quite strange. We find that although the Writer's Cave is open to all writers, the nucleus of the Writer's Cave has become the small group that make up my In the Flesh writing group, who I'm meeting tonight. So there were just the three of us there, and we were all furiously trying to get something written to send to each other so that we could read it before the meeting tonight. Maybe that gave us a bit of an extra incentive. Even though it meant that I was quite late last night in getting to bed, I feel pretty restored this morning. I did oversleep, but I overslept. I get to the cafe at 7:30 to read the quiz to people. And I woke up at 7:32 and I managed to get there by 22, which I think must be an all-time record for getting up and getting dressed and getting to the cafe. Morning. Someone with much more energy than me running past. I'm just passing some autumnal trees. It's kind of late autumn at the moment, but there's some silver birches mixed in with Japanese maples, and the Japanese maples are that glorious red and gold, and the silver birch yellow and green. It's very, very colourful. I'm just coming to a sort of curve in Poets Road. And in midwinter, the houses after this curve get very little sun. And often this is the only place that I find ice. And I love it. I love finding ice. Especially puddles. But not this morning. It hasn't been cold enough this year for ice, but we're not far off. I think it was probably about 5 overnight last night. I just passed a house that I rather fancied for a while, and somehow in the fancying of it, I made it my own. I sort of imagined myself into it. But now they're building a whole lot of units in front of it, so I'm quite glad it was a fantasy. I know that it would have been quite disappointing to have moved into this lovely spot overlooking sort of bush, a mixture of bush and deciduous trees, even though it's cold, but in summer it would have been wonderful. I'm now walking past the last house in Poets Road that has a mysterious shed at the back. I don't know what it produces. Something happens there. But who knows what. And now there's this little cul-de-sac circle for people to move their cars around. And I'm stepping from tarmac onto earth. That's lovely. Lovely change. As soon as I get here, it gives me the oomph to get up the next bit, which is steeper. Some of the Poets Road, it goes uphill for quite a long way, and on sluggish days it's quite hard to get motivated just to do that bit. Whereas I never am not motivated by the time I get to this spot. It's really interesting. It's similar inclines in a way, but there's something psychologically very different about walking along a path in the bush, or in the, I don't know what you think when I say bush. I know sometimes that sounds like something other than this is. So this forest, this wood, this bush is made up of various trees, a lot of gums. They're probably the main tree at this level. But we also have blackwood and acacia and a number of smaller trees. I'm trying to think what the fourth one is. Oh dear, it's gone completely out of my mind. But it's not down this far, it's really at the top. So I shall have to find out before I talk to you from the top again so that I can tell you what it is. It's very different being out here from the scene that I'm trying to write at the moment. Not trying to write, the scene that I am writing at the moment, which is set in one of the coldest winters in human memory in 1946-47. And everything is very hard. A lot of people going hungry, or starving in fact. And someone who's not very well. So it's a nice antidote to come out here to see where everything is very alive and green. Not the bright emerald green of England, but this bluey green we have here. My eyes have adjusted to the bluey green, and it's only when I see images of the bright emerald green of European places that I realise how blue our landscape is. It's as if my brain has adjusted the lenses to suit me. I'm just about to come out at the end of this little side path, and I think I'm going to stop here. Stop the podcast, not stop the walk. I shall do a loop round the top. I do hope that you're having a good day today, that you can get a little glimpse of, nature, the outside world, that you're able to breathe in a bit of earth and feast your eyes on flowers or trees. And I certainly wish for you a day that I felt as engaged with my work as I was yesterday. I wish that for myself this morning too, when I get back and go hell for leather for the last bit. Thank you very, very much for listening again, as always. And I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.